Good morning. I wanted to share with you something that I woke up with that felt very alive and very painful. It's something that I think happens to so many of us. Waking up in the morning with an unexpected situation, usually a painful part of us that comes immediately to our attention. And it's quite painful. So I want to use that because it's alive in me. And what would I do in finding me? Because that's the first thing I need to do, is find a sense of myself. And I've practiced that sense of self, those words, that bodily experience. And so something happens when I put my attention to a sense of me and where I am right now and feel the support around me that is actually there. The moment from I'm in a chair, and so I'm feeling all the support I can enjoy, actually, as support to my back and my shoulder, because it is in my shoulder, my feet, my knees, and my breathing is starting to soften. Yeah, so I'm waiting for that and it coming. A sense of all of me present as much as I can, actually. To be here, I'm here. And at the same time, I can feel that very sore shoulder on the left side of my body. And I'm just checking it, see if it would want some attention. It's giving permission for a relationship to happen between us. That sense of the pain, or with a sensation of pain, it's a name, it's a word, it's an experience, and me. Does it welcome my attention right now? And I can feel it responding in a way that's expansive. Right away, it's sort of becoming more in some way, but also expanding and connecting more. It's not curling up, it's not trying to hide, it's actually there. Even more there than when I noticed it before. So I interpret that as a kind of welcoming of the relationship between me and this part of me that's suffering. And just letting that relationship happen back and forth a little bit, feeling me in my chair. The shoulder in that specific place over there on the left side of me. And giving that part of me the space it needs to be aware of itself more. And I realize it's something we do together. I am aware of its suffering. And as I hold it, that quality of suffering in my awareness, the sensation of that, it seems to be able to be aware of it itself in its own consciousness. letting that sink in a bit, that my awareness and its awareness are experiencing what's going on in me right now in the context of me here. And so I was kind of curious of what might come in that sense of connection. The bridge, or the common denominator, is actually both of us are suffering the pain of this shoulder, each in our own way. And several things begin to emerge. One of the things is that as I am present to what's going on over there in the shoulder, other parts of me are awakening for some reason, as though they are wanting to be part of this phenomena called suffering shoulder. So I'm aware of my feet, my toes specifically, my large toes, then a sharp pain in the shoulder, my fingers, particularly in the left hand that had been curled up, my toes again, my breathing in my chest expanding a little bit. And then I feel some activity in the shoulder itself and the hand on the left side. They're moving as though they have a life of their own, independent of me, because my consciousness, I'm not doing anything. I'm just holding the space. But my hands are rubbing my thighs, and my shoulder is feeling the pain of itself in the, perhaps in the joint itself. And these events are happening in the shoulder as though they have a consciousness and a mind of their own, separate from what's happening in me, the human consciousness that holds the space. That's quite remarkable to have these two events happening at the same time. I just keep coming back to a sense of me, staying with the sensations of the two different parallel events happening, awareness of the whole, really, that's happening, and an awareness of a specific part coming from that pain that seems to be directly connected to something actually my hand and arm are doing that are connected to that shoulder. They like being noticed. As though me speaking this way, they feel noticed. And I realize I'm just holding the space for them to feel themselves, and that's okay. I'm holding it with a kind of openness. Welcoming them in some way. I almost say the love of them. Loving them. I don't know how quite to put the word. It's not a word so much as a spaciousness, a holding, a warming, and it's coming from my consciousness, a wanting to be with that part of me, the shoulder, in this particular way. I can feel them, the shoulder, breathing more deeply, the parts of me, my eye actually, expanding a little more, a little bit overwhelmed, in fact, at the sense of it all, of being welcomed and appreciated. Like it doesn't quite know how to be with that kind of care. And yet, it's caring itself, because the hand are massaging the thigh activating the shoulder girdle that's painful or was painful. It doesn't quite feel so intensely painful anymore. In fact, quite the opposite. It's moving and almost the pain is not so noticeable at all because the movement somehow is free of the, at least the intensity of the pain. So again, I'm checking, stepping back. You know, the pain's still there. Oh, but there's movement there at the same time, and the movement is effortless. So it doesn't seem to be connecting by causing pain. It's kind of simply moving. And it seems to go right down into my ground and my feet. There's a solidness of experiencing right through the whole of me in some way. My right side now, and shoulder actually, is shaking and activated, moving quite vigorously. I don't know why, maybe it's in tandem with, but it's definitely there. And it's playing with itself, and then my feet are playing with themselves, like a tap dancer. Bouncing up and down. There's a lot of activity happening in the body and it's not painful. It's kind of almost like a distraction or a playfulness, and the pain is there in the background. Now both hands are moving on my thighs. Again, making space for the shoulder and see how it is right now. Perhaps asking it, what does it need for itself? So it's a kind of specific attention from me, asking a part of me, what do you need? Is there anything you want from me? There aren't any words, but there's a kind of settling in or settling down, quieting down. As though the breath itself goes gently to this place. It feels quiet. And connecting to that right eye, or left eye really, for some reason, don't know why. I don't know what this pain is all about, but it's there. But I can also feel that I spend some time with it, and it spends some time with itself. And the whole thing seems to have quieted down a little bit. Kind of an appreciation of, oh, maybe that's enough. Yeah, that's what it needed. And that feels like that's enough.